Hi, thanks for joining us on Hometown to Hollywood. This is Bonnie Wallace, author of The Hollywood Parents Guide. And today my guest on this special podcast episode is acting coach Sarah Gabori of the College Audition Program and the Teen Actors Lab. Sarah, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It is so good to have you here.
I'm really grateful.
So, what made you decide that you wanted to specialize in coaching teens? I haven't seen much of that. People just usually say, I'm an acting coach, but you aim yourself squarely at teens.
Yeah, I do. I think for me, it really is about my own teen years. It was a really rocky time for me. I didn't have a lot of direction. I had a few strong role models when I was that age that were really important to me. And there's just something about, actually the first time I ever taught was because I was asked to come teach at my friend's theater camp and really fell in love with working with teens. And that was how it started. Yeah.
What kind of training and education did you pursue to get you to that place where, you became an acting coach?
You know, I when I moved to Los Angeles in my early 20s, I had left college. I was going to college and I said, I'm going to LA. And I studied all over with everyone that I could get my hands on and ended up finding my home with the acting coach Larry Moss. So I studied with Larry Moss for a long time, and actually I still go and sit in on Larry's classes when he's in town. He's based in New York, but I recommend anyone that can go take a class with Larry to do so, because he's a real master. And so I've learned a lot from a lot of teachers, but Larry was my BFA program.
So that's the thing. I mean, probably roughly half of the successful working actors do have, university training, conservatory training, professional training passed, yeah. but like in a sort of, university college setting, and probably half of them don't. Mm-hmm. So you started with college and then you ended up going the more sort of taking the a la carte route.
Yeah. And I'm glad, because I really got to study what I wanted to study. And, as I have said, and we've talked about this, there is a way in which I feel like I missed out on something by not, and I didn't have the tools and I didn't know, but I'm also really grateful for the path that I had, because I ended up working with so many great teachers, Alexander teachers, voice teachers, people who helped me break down habits, and yeah, it was really good. And that's another thing about teens, is that when I was doing, plays and things, which I know a lot of teenagers are interested in musical theater and things and are doing the school plays, and they don't get to learn real craft. And that's, I think, the other thing that I love about it, is that I get so excited to share that, because I feel like so many don't get to have it, you know? So, and there's no reason why they can't do it. And I've seen a lot of programs that really dumb it down. And I don't know why. In fact, I feel like teens get it quicker than adults, because they have less stuff to kind of break down sometimes,
That makes a lot of sense to me. Well, what are some of the biggest issues that you see with young actors who do audition for college programs? I mean, clearly you can go either way. It's legit, college, not college. But for a lot of people, college is absolutely the right way to go for every reason, not just for their acting training, but for their lives, right? Like, I have a master's degree. I believe in education. There's a lot of value to that. But it's a very, it's a family choice. It's an individual choice. So for the young actors who college is definitely the right path for them, what are some of the biggest issues you see with the way they approach that?
Well, I would say, so you and I are hosting this free event.
Yes.
On Wednesday, June 13th at 7 p.m. Pacific. And that class, I called that class Three Things Stopping You From Getting Into Drama School. And that really does a deep dive into some of those things. But I would say, if I had to zoom out and give it the big broad stroke, it really comes down to lack of preparation. Really, really, really. and the preparation, we can boil that down because there's a lot of things to do to kind of get your ducks in a row. But overall, that is it. And I think the tricky thing about that, about saying that, is that it is very hard to know what you don't know.
What?
Right? So, like, I think that a lot of students and a lot of parents feel like what they've done is going to be good enough. I hate, you know, good enough, but there's a real lack of knowing. And that's why I created the college audition program, because it was so sad for me to see, you know, this drive and this passion and this excitement, and then this huge gap of missing information. So I would say, I know that's really broad, but it is, overall, it comes down to a general lack of preparation.
Well, you know, it's true. And my older daughter, Claire, went that route. You know, she did a lot of theater in high school. We had a great drama program at Bainbridge High School, and she spent a lot of time in it and decided that's the direction she wanted to go. And so we also did, you know, the auditions and the tours and stuff like that. And it was definitely much harder, much more competitive than we expected. It was confusing, and I thought, because, like, I had a little bit of theater background, that I'd have a leg up. No. No, it's its own thing.
Yeah, it is.
And I think, too, that it's really easy for really talented, passionate kids who are, say, clearly the star of their high school drama program or whatever, to maybe not have a sense of how stiff the competition really is out there.
Yeah, big time. Yeah. Really, really. And that has only, I don't want to use the word worse, but it's gotten worse. This competition is growing. And I think there's this huge, I mean, you'll see articles about it around all the young people who are drawn to these kinds of programs and these degrees and shows like Glee, and people really are interested. And the competition is really growing. It's really, really growing. So, not to be doom and gloom about it, but if you are serious about it and you're passionate about it, you can make it happen. But it will take some doing on your end, you know, which is actually right, because if you're going to have a career, that's what it's going to take, is this tenacity and this, you can't take no, yeah. Right? So you have to do it. There's everything in you says, this is my path. This is my path. I can't think of anything else I'd rather do. And that said, you do not need to know that when you go to one of these schools. This is a place to find that out, right? So that may be a great argument for a BA program if you're on the fence, but go find out if you don't like reading plays, you probably shouldn't do this.
Oh, that is a great point right there.
I mean, that happens where actors are, I see them, they've come with this monologue and they haven't read the play. And I think, do you love this? You know, like, that's the difference. I just got goosebumps.
Mm-hmm.
The kids, the students, the young people who I work with who are successful are the ones who are devouring this stuff. I mean, they can't get enough. I have this student who I just love, love, love. He's at NYU now. And I remember working together. We had a long Skype relationship, and he was so passionate, and he had so many things, and he was trying to do everything. And I could tell in one of our sessions that he was looking a little beaten down, you know, and I was like, are you okay? What's going on? He said, well, I got this idea for a play. And so I was writing it, but I really wanted to, you know, keep working on the material that we were working on. And he was working on a monologue from The Goat. And he's, you know, reading about Edward Albee because, you know, he read that play and he loved it. And he just wanted to read about the playwright. And he said, my English teacher was checking in with me, like, are you okay? And he said, you know, I'm just so inspired, you know, and that's it.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. I didn't teach him that. That's him, you know, and that's what's so fun for me is, like, I love collaborating with students like that because we just, like, well, read this play.
That's beautiful. Well, and I agree, because, I mean, that's kind of a litmus test. Like, do you love this or not? Because if you don't love it, it's hard. You should do something else, you know?
Yeah.
But if you love it, there's nothing better.
There's nothing better. and to really, I've been thinking about this so much just on social media lately, of just how some students get going. And parents, I would say this to you as well, like, what is your, how do I say this?
What's well, the why?
Yeah, what's the why? Mm. What's the why? Is this about you? Is this about them? Who wants this? And why? Because there's a lot of like, there's a lot of, I really feel like the purpose of acting is to be a good storyteller and not about the other stuff. And there, the other stuff comes into it, right? But like, what is really, get clear about that? And are you going to fall in love with it? And you don't need a theater degree to necessarily, you know, have a, obviously to have a great career in film and television. But man, it could make you a better actor.
It could.
You love it.
It could. It's fascinating because it's like when you've graduated and you have that theater degree and you land in LA or maybe New York, it's like the casting directors, they'll look at that. Definitely. They'll pay attention. But ultimately, whether you get the gig or not is like, are you what they're looking for?
Mm-hmm.
But your odds are increased significantly of being what they're looking for if you're up to the task. And that's the kind of training that, you know, a good program should give you.
Especially if you have any desire to work on Broadway. If you want to work on the stage, those relationships. I mean, I just had another student. He graduated from NYU and he went right into the national tour of Ragtime.
Mm-hmm.
And that was from the relationships that he made at school. So that's one of the things I say in the course of the college audition program is talking about looking at the faculty on these schools. Like, who are your teachers going to be? Because you know what? There's some great faculty at San Diego State University too.
Mm-hmm.
And people who are working professionally and doing really cool things. So that's important. Really look at the faculty and see what they're doing and see if that feels inspiring to you, you know? But I do feel like theater, it's really important to, you know, we've seen film and TV actors go try to do a play and really fail because they don't have a body and they don't have a voice.
That's classic.
Yeah.
That's what's the word I'm looking for? I want to say it's like a caricature
mm-hmm.
of the TV and film actor who
right.
doesn't succeed on stage because
yeah.
they don't have those chops.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what a good college program should provide for you.
Right. And look at Meryl Streep. I mean, she, even when it's just her face on camera, you better believe her whole body's acting,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Her whole body's engaged. And that's what's, you know, I just was watching The Post. I hadn't seen The Post. And that phone call, right? It's just like, ah, so good.
She's amazing. She went to Yale, right?
Yeah. And I think she did. They said she did. I don't remember the number. It was like 50 plays or something. You know, she's a machine. It's the Malcolm Gladwell 10,000 hours, right?
10 million hours.
10 million. If you're Meryl Streep, it's 10 million hours.
So let's dig a little bit into the specifics of auditioning.
Mm.
For college programs, because
mm-hmm.
that's like your
yeah.
you know, that's like, you're an expert. And people are listening. I'm going to guess that half the people listening are thinking hard or definitely planning on, you know, doing a college program for
yeah.
acting. So how can actors stand out at their college auditions?
It's a good question. And there are a lot of good ways to stand out. I think, you know, this doesn't always come up, but for me, and from creating this online course and interviewing so many awesome faculty and the folks who sit on these adjudication panels, I think it's fun when someone comes in with interesting material selection,
mm-hmm.
because your material selection really says something about you and it helps the panel get to know you. It can be a really great conversation starter. And you know, I say this, I've said this in a lot of the content that I've created is, you know, when they ask you where you found your piece, is it because you Googled monologue for teen girl? Or is it because you fell in love with Edward Albee and read all of his plays and found this monologue? And
yeah.
what does that say about you? I think that's a really great way to stand out. And what that really right? If it really comes down to it, that's about sharing who you really are, right? As being really authentic and bringing your full self and not feeling like you have to go in and be the perfect acting machine, right? To go in and be like, I'm going to answer all the questions in the right way. I'm going to tell them what they want to hear. That comes up so much of like, and I get it. I really get it. I so feel for you. And I was you, of wanting them to see that you're good enough, but they want to get to know you. And I really think that's the most important thing, is to bring 100% your authentic self. If they ask you what book you just read, tell them. If you didn't read a book, tell them. Mm-hmm. Tell them the truth, mm-hmm. right? I had another student, she tells this story in the course. She talks about how someone in one of the college audition interviews asked her, I hear something in your voice. Do you have an accent or are you a dialect? Are you from somewhere? And she said, well, no, but, I was just working on a play and I was working on an accent. And she just made up this whole story to try to somehow take it back to acting. And she tells this story really candidly and in a lovely, honest way about how insecure she was. And she just wanted someone to take her. She just wanted to get in somewhere, you know, someone take me. Mm. So if there's any way for you to hear this now, you know, to really figure out who you are and how to bring that in to these auditions.
Well, and I think we can take what you're saying and bring it to a very fundamental level, which is that you really are good enough. Mm-hmm. You're good enough as a human. You deserve to exist. You deserve to take up space, and you don't have to be ashamed of or feel like you need to justify anything about who you are, you know? And I think a lot of mischief comes from that insecurity. Like, no, let yourself breathe and take up space and be honest about who you are. Mm-hmm. It always goes better.
It does. And also, this is one of the sort of cliches of this, but you truly are interviewing them as well. You really are. Why? Not just because that's what they say you're supposed to do to look good, but because you need to find out if this is where you want to spend a lot of money to go and find out if it's going to get you the education that you want to get clear. One of the exercises I do in the college audition program is it's a whole exercise on creative visioning, on figuring out what your purpose is, what your why is, so that you can make sure that the program you end up in is truly a fit for you. You know, I've had students who just have their hearts set on these programs really based on nothing, just because their uncle went there or their sister went there. And if you ask them, they don't know why. And so I would get really, really clear about why, and then be able to communicate that in the audition of like, I saw that you have this one specific thing that you guys teach in this program, and that's why I want to come here. And this is what, you know, this is what I do and what I could personally bring to the table.
That's beautiful. You know, it's true. It's really easy to get seduced by the idea of a few of these really top name colleges or programs. Like, I remember vividly, you know, it's pretty candid here, but, you know, Claire auditioned for Juilliard. Mm-hmm. And why? Well, honestly, because we knew that Juilliard was just one of the best acting mm-hmm. schools out there. So of course you sure. would want to audition for it. But we really, really hadn't taken the time to deeply explore what their program was about. Mm. And in the course of spending a day there, we got a chance to sort of try it on and discover that it actually was not a good fit for her mm. and what she wanted and needed. It's a brilliant fit for a lot of people. It wasn't for her though. And it was silly because we could have done that homework.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And even now it's so easy because you can go to the websites and there's tons of videos. You can find some of these schools' showcases on YouTube. You can mm-hmm. really see what they're doing. There's so much information now.
Yeah. Yeah. And every program really is different and the faculty really does matter.
It really matters.
Huge.
Yes.
Well, so then, how can young actors find great material for the college audition itself? You talked about, like, don't just Google monologues for teen girls. Is that not what to do?
You can for inspiration, you know, and it may maybe, if you do find that, then go read the play and make sure you love it, you know, because I do think that's important. I think that I was just working with a lovely actress who got into Emerson, and she found all, actually, I helped her with a couple, but her main piece was because she found it, she loved it, and she couldn't get through certain parts of it without bursting into tears, even where it wasn't appropriate, where we had to kind of like work on that. She was like, I really relate to her, you know? That's mm-hmm. what you want. You really want something that speaks to you. So if you do Google monologues for teen girl, read the play, fall in love with it, mm-hmm. and then see. One of the things that I love is, well, I'll say two things. A great way to find new plays is to just be in the habit of reading theater reviews regularly. Read the New York Times theater reviews and see what people are doing. You can even actually go do searches on their website and look up, you know, reviews around maybe certain themes you're interested in, around, you know, age-appropriate roles. And then also, and there's a video that we're going to, I think, share with your people, a little video that I created for them that's also, we'll talk about finding these great monologues and songs. Another resource, though, that I will share that's in there is looking at the Samuel French website.
I love Samuel French.
And, you know, they finally joined the times because they were really behind for a long time. They have a really great website for searching now. Really, really great. So that's another awesome place. But you give yourself some time because you're going to want to take the time to read these plays and find out if they're right for you.
So don't start looking the week before. Is that what you're saying?
Don't start looking the week before. Please don't. Please don't do it. And if it's the week before, it's not yet because college audition season is not. You've got some. I know even if you're going to be graduating next year, You have some time if you start now.
Yeah.
They're not going to start until December. So.
Good timing right now. Well, so what's the best way then to come up with your college list, like your hit list of who you're trying to even get in front of?
Yeah, it's such a good question because I know that can be really, really overwhelming for parents and for students as well. One of the best resources out there is the NACAC Visual and Performing Arts College Fair. And it's free and it travels the United States. So you can look it up. The acronym is NACAC. I think it's the National Association of College Admissions Council. And they have a Visual and Performing Arts College Fair. And you can look it up and put in your zip code and it'll tell you where the closest one to you is and the dates. And that is one of the best places to get a lot of information in one day. I've sent a lot of families there and they've been so, so happy with all that they learned. You can really get a good sense of programs and start to figure out, oh wait, these kind of programs are not probably going to be right for me and why. And then talk to people, really talk to everyone, bring it up all the time. Where did that person go? Where did that person go? Ask questions, look online, look on Facebook, look at the Facebook pages, read the articles they're sharing, see what their alumni has been up to. I would really recommend putting at least an hour a week aside, minimum, depending on where you're at in your process. If you're a freshman, you know, like start putting an hour a week in and just research schools. But the NACAC, I love telling people about it because not everybody knows and it's really, really helpful.
That's fantastic. I would add to that, maybe like if you ever have the great good fortune of, you know, going to great theater and you end up with, you know, a copy of Playbill out of the deal, read all those bios.
Yes.
And see where everybody got their education.
Yes.
You know, see where they went to school.
Totally.
You know, that's like,
where they are doing it.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, spend some time on IMDb and, you know, just sort of
yes.
Get familiar with what people that you admire.
Yeah.
What's their background? Well, then what are some typical misconceptions about auditions for college acting programs? Where do I start?
The biggest one, and I know you and I have talked about this, is that your no doubt winning personality is going to be enough to get you in to your dream school. And you are awesome. You are an awesome human being, but it's not enough to get you into a school. And I know this may seem really obvious and silly to even talk about, but it happens so much. That's part of just being a teenager, I think, sometimes is like just not quite understanding fully like what the competition is. Just know that if you really, really want it, you're gonna need to put in some serious hours.
Well, if you really, really want it, you're probably in good company.
Yeah.
There's probably a lot of other crazy, talented, passionate kids out there who also really, really want it. And they've all got their sleeves rolled up. So if you really want it, you need to do your homework too, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Is the thing. And to me, like, I talk about this a lot with parents and kids who want to come to LA and get going long before they're 18.
Yeah.
You know, and it's very much the same thing. It's mm-hmm. like, if you're going to spend that kind of money and that kind of time to, you know, come here and pursue this with seriousness, you know, be as prepared as you can.
Totally.
Be as prepared as you can. Whatever it is that you're doing, whatever path you're taking. So you have your best shot. Because nobody can promise anything. You know, people can work with you, people can work with me, people can work with anybody. And there's no guarantees of success. But what you can do is you can maximize your good chances. And you can minimize, you know, things going badly that you have some control over. Because you do have a lot of control.
You actually. Do. You really do. You know? Really, really do.
So take it where you can.
The other thing I will say too about that, and this came up in when I was doing shooting these interviews for the college audition program, is a very controversial one, but I believe in it, which is that, you know, and I know I said that a great way to stand out is your material selection. But I will also say there's a lot of stuff out there about like making sure you're not doing the monologues on the overdone list. That's not a rule. So I will put that out there that if you truly love it, if you fell in love with Juliet, do Juliet. There's nothing wrong with doing Juliet, you know? So I think that's a big misconception is just to try to find some random obscure, don't try to find random obscure Shakespeare. There's like, you know, I mean, you can do Titus Andronicus, but like there's a reason why people do Midsummer and maybe you're not going to choose the same Viola Ring speech that everybody does, but you might. If you do it really well, you do it really well and no one will care. So I just want to say, and that's the same thing for songs. You do it well and you love it and your heart's in it and that's all you want, then go for it. So that's another misconception is like spending all this time when you already love this thing thinking you can't do it when maybe you can.
Mm-hmm. I really am glad you said that. That's there's a lot of anxiety around
there
that.
There is. And it's not a rule. It's not a rule. And you may also just look at the requirements on the school's websites because some of them will have a list of monologues not to do. And you don't want to do that.
And for goodness sake, follow their requirements.
Yes, definitely follow the school's requirements for sure.
Well, so what's your favorite part about what you do, Sarah?
Oh, I love, you know, I was just talking about that student who's on the national tour right now of Les Mis. It's the students that are doing what they want to do and feeling like you had a part of that, that you got to like arm them with tools and they ultimately do it, right? They have to be the ones that did it. But that's my jam. I love it. I really love it. I mean, if anything, I'm guilty of like over-teaching and over-arming because I get so excited and I just want to give it all away, you know? It's the best. That's why. And because I don't want people to, you know, I don't want young people to screw up like I did. I did a lot of screwing up. I really did. I And you know what? If you screw up, that's okay, because it's gonna send you on the path you need to be. I really believe that. But, you know, maybe we can knock out a few years of screw-up time.
It takes the sting out of the screw-ups if you know that something good can come out of it. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. Just learn from them.
Learn from me. What advice would you have for young actors who hope to get into a really top-notch program? Mm. Like one that's like crazy exclusive and they only take a few students a year and, you know, we know what those programs are. What would you tell these kids?
The first thing, I mean, really, for everyone is, like, it's never too early to start. I really think don't leave a single stone unturned. You have to figure out a way to be in that top 3% and devour it. Just devour everything. And also get really clear. I really believe in the enlightened no and the power of saying no to things that are not in alignment with your vision.
Oh man, I love that. I am so about that.
Really, like, I really think you've got to be ruthless about what your priorities are and be comfortable with just saying, uh-uh. And you know what? And in fact, I share this story in the online class that I teach, the three things stopping you from getting into drama school. There was an actress I was working with who really couldn't say no. And granted, she was excited and passionate and her heart was in the right place. But when it came down to it and she had a lot of the college audition stuff coming up, and she had all the applications and the essays and all that stuff going on. She also took on doing the school play and she had a lot of rehearsals and it didn't work. And I see that a lot of where, you know, just not really getting, not being realistic about, and really like becoming the victim of your life a little bit. Like, well, I can't because I got this and this and this and this.
But you could have said no, right? To something so that your future was more what you wanted it to be.
Yeah. So I really would say, embrace the enlightened no and don't apologize for it. You do not have to make excuses. You do not have to tell any, you don't, just like you don't have to come up with an excuse for saying yes. If anything, you should come up with an excuse for saying yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. You should be able to justify your yeses, and you don't have to tell anyone why you're not going to do something. You just, it's not for you right now. That's okay.
That's good. I love that. Now you and I are hosting a live free event.
I'm so excited.
It's actually like a class,
yeah.
Really,
mm-hmm.
On June 13th. And for anybody listening in the future, we're talking about 2018. This podcast is going to live forever. June 13th, 2018.
Yes.
And it's called Three Things Stopping You from Getting into Drama School. How can people sign up for this?
So the link to sign up is collegeauditionprogram.com/BW. Nice and easy. And I don't know if we can put a link to that on the...
Totally. I'm going to have a link to that in the show notes on my website, which is just bonniejwallace.com/podcasts. You can just go to my website and hit the podcast thing. And there will be a hot link in the show notes. So everybody listening who is considering ever trying to get into drama school, you know, even if you're 12.
Yeah, totally.
Whatever, you know, but especially if you're in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe in your early 20s. And I mean, like, this isn't just for the 17 and 18 year olds. Like, this is for a swath of people. A lot of people in their 20s, this is up for them too. But if this is up for you at all, and parents, if you know your kids are thinking about this, or you think this is maybe a way for them to go, find that link, go to my site or go straight to Sarah's sign up page and join us.
There's tremendous value. I mean, the class itself is going to be awesome, and the course as well. You'll see also if you check out that website as well. There's a lot of value for actors. There's a lot of just basic acting training that's in there that will be useful for the rest of your careers as actors. So it's good stuff. And also, if you like digging into really good acting material and juicy tips and stuff, you can also visit teenactorslab.com. And on the homepage, you can opt in. And I send out a lot of really good tips, acting technique, juicy stuff that you can really dive into and get going now.
You do. And I'm going to have a link for that, too, in the show notes as well. Well, let's talk about the college audition program, which is what we're going to be talking about a little bit on the web class, but you're going to be just teaching a bunch of stuff there too.
Yeah.
But what about this college audition program? I've been looking at it because you gave me a way to go and take a look at it, and it's huge and juicy and great. And I'm so happy and excited that you're doing that, because there's been this great gaping hole for people who want to go down this path, because not everybody's going to want to like start acting before they're 18 and skip this. It's like a lot of people, college is really the right thing for them.
Yeah.
But there's not been this thing, and you've done it.
I made it because I couldn't possibly share all of it in endless one-on-one sessions, right? First of all, it would be $1 bazillion for everyone to spend that much time, like one-on-one coaching.
Mm-hmm.
And I also wanted to get educated, because there's stuff that I wasn't an expert at. I'm really good as an acting coach, and I've been working, you know, because I run Teen Actors Lab, naturally people started coming to me for college auditions. So I wanted to learn. So I started going and finding the experts and interviewing them. And so who better to teach it than them? They know. They're the ones who sit on the panels. So I put this course together. It's the online course itself. And what we're going to share in the free class is another way to do that course alongside me. But if you visit just the homepage, what you'll see is that there's an 8 training module course that basically takes you through all the different pieces, starting with laying a really good foundation in high school, all the way up through like what to expect, the day of stuff, through the interviews, through self-tapes, through all of it. I feel really proud of it. I spent a long time putting it together, and there's a lot of great teachers in there. So it's not just me, because I'm not an expert in all of it. I know a lot more than I did though now, talking to all these people, and I'm getting there. But sort of, I feel like I've teamed up with all these people. And so you get to learn from, it's like going to a week long intensive, you know, no, it would be going like to a month long intensive.
I was gonna say, there's a lot more material than that. It's a big, juicy course.
It's good. And even if you only get 25% of it, you'll be light years ahead of everybody else. So
that's the whole thing. That's how I feel about all of this stuff, whether it's, you know, my book or the, you know, courses I'm working on or whatever. Like if you just get like a quarter of it, you're so far ahead. It's like,
it's a buffet.
Worth doing. Yeah. You don't have to worry about like, oh, what's that thing I forgot? It's like, no, you're, you know, yeah. Everything is helpful.
Yeah.
Anything else you'd like to share with us?
Oh, I don't think so. I hope everyone gets to join us in the free class, because it'll be a good place to get to know some of these folks out there in your tribe.
I do too, and I have to say I don't partner with people casually. Like I don't like support and promote other people's work casually. And I'm so truly enthusiastic about what you're doing because it's in total alignment with my mission. You know, my mission is to help families and young actors, you know, be happy and healthy and successful. And some of them are going to go straight to trying to be professional before college. And some of them, that's not the right direction. They need to go to college. And for those guys, that's probably half the people that I serve. And this is such a great thing for them. I really am just terribly enthusiastic. So if you can do it, guys, if you're listening, and if it's not past June 13th, join us. It's going to be really fun.
Yeah. There's going to be a lot of good content. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Before we let you go, Sarah, I want you to tell us how we can find you and the college audition program and the Teen Actors Lab. What are the different ways for people to do that?
Yeah. So, for Teen Actors Lab, you can visit the website, which is teenactorslab.com. And then the website for college audition program is just collegeauditionprogram.com. And then, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook are all just at Teen Actors Lab. So for all three of those, you can find me there. And I've also started a new, private Facebook group just for parents. We're growing a really lovely community of folks, and you can search for it just by putting in type in not a stage mom community.
That's a whole other conversation.
We are not a stage mom community. You'll see it. And it's, cause I wanted to do something a little different. I'm a fly on the wall in a lot of those groups and wanted to do something a little bit different. So
I love it. Thank you so much, Sarah.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to Hometown to Hollywood. If you or your young actor have college auditions in your future, join me and Sarah in our upcoming free class for both of you on Wednesday, June 13th at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. It's held online, so don't worry, you can be anywhere in the world and join right in. Sarah is going to share three things stopping you from getting into drama school. Just go to collegeauditionprogram.com/BW and sign up. It's quick, it's easy, and it's free. That's collegeauditionprogram.com/BW. And while you're signing up for things, if you enjoy this podcast, subscribe. Go to BonnieJWallace.com and just sign up on the podcast page to get exclusive, inspirational stories and insider info sent to your inbox every week. Now, if you need help figuring out just how to navigate the career of a young actor, buy my book, The Hollywood Parents Guide, on Amazon. And finally, for one-on-one coaching that can save you literally thousands of dollars and months and years of wasted time, invest in a consultation session with me over Skype or in Los Angeles. Just go to BonnieJWallace.com and click on the consultation page. For not much more than the price of an hour with an acting coach, you can get peace of mind and a detailed action plan. I work with parents who want to help their child become a happy, successful actor, and I can help you. Remember, the future belongs to those who believe in their dreams.